Every year at this time, public health officials encourage Americans to get a flu vaccine, but the majority of people choose not to have a flu shot. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's health and wellness show Take Care, recently spoke with Dr. Joseph Brzee of the Centers for Disease Control about how the vaccine works to prevent the flu and why the CDC recommends it.
What sort of flu season is expected this year?
Well, you never actually know. One thing we know about flu is that it's unpredictable each year. And so some years will have mild years, some years severe years, and you can't really predict. That's why we have everybody get vaccine before flu season starts, because once it starts, it'll be severe or mild, but you really don't know ahead of time.
What are the factors that will influence whether a flu season is severe or mild?
I think some of the things that clearly affect how severe a season is going to be are the types of viruses that circulate. Some flu viruses tend to cause more disease, more deaths than other flu viruses. The attack rate by age, viruses that attack older people tend to result in more hospitalizations and deaths than viruses that tend to affect younger people, for instance. But a lot of the things that affect how severe or mild a flu season is going to be are really hard to predict.
How does the flu shot work to prevent a person or help them prevent getting the flu?
To start with, remember there's two types of flu vaccines. One is an injectable vaccine. This is sort of the classic vaccine that you inject in somebody's arm. And the other is a live vaccine, which you spray up somebody's nose. The injectable vaccine, the way it works is you inject pieces of a flu virus, usually the outer coating of the flu virus. And what that does, it allows the body's immune system to detect the virus or detect the proteins of the virus and develop antibodies against them. And so once you have those antibodies, when you're infected later in the season with a real flu virus, you already have antibodies against that very flu virus that can act quickly to rid yourself of the disease or give you a milder illness than you otherwise would have. The live vaccine works a little differently. It's live, so it actually grows like a real flu virus, but it's weakened flu virus, and so it doesn't cause disease. But because it grows in your nose and your throat, it allows your body to develop a very robust immune response to it, just like it would to a natural infection with flu.
How long between injection or how long between the nasal spray and someone's ability to fight off the flu should they be exposed?
It really does take about 2 weeks. And this is important because as we think about when to vaccinate people, we want to make sure that people get vaccinated early enough in the fall before flu hits their community so they develop good protection before they experience flu in the wild.
So when does flu activity usually begin and when can we expect to see a peak?
Generally speaking, we start to see activity around now in the fall time, October, November. The peaks usually occur somewhere between January and March in the United States, and then you get a tail off into April and May.
What percent of the population chooses to get a flu shot every year?
Well, the most recent data we had are from last year, and last year 45% of the U.S. population got a flu vaccine. And that's also an all-time high, I must say, and gratifying because it's slightly higher than the year before, and we're trending the right way. But the other side of looking at it is that more than half the people in the United States didn't get a flu vaccine last year, and that's a shame, and we need to do a better job in getting people to get the vaccine.
It's Dr. Joseph Brzee of the CDC speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, this Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.